Welcome to the Full Moon Radio Podcast, your bi-weekly dose of moon magic, inspiration, and mindset therapy. I'm your host, Nicole Luna, moon manifestation expert, energy healer, DJ, and yogi. I am obsessed with teaching you how to use the moon to manifest the light that sets your soul on fire. If you want to learn how to use the moon and her phases to live your absolute best life, you've come to the right place. Moon people, unite! We are about to have a freaking blast together. Thank you so much for pressing play today. Now let's tune in. Hello, 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 all my beautiful moon people. How are you today? My name is Nicole Luna, and I am the host of the Full Moon Radio Podcast. Thank you so much for pressing play today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you are feeling alive, vibrant, abundant, clear, and positive wherever you are tuning in from around the world. I love checking the analytics on this podcast. I love checking in to see where you guys are listening from because we have started a movement. We are moon people united all over the world. This has been so cool to see how many different countries and cities and places around this globe you guys are tuning in from. So I am sending you lots of love from my heart to yours, from the mountains of Colorado to wherever you are in the world. Big love and lots of good energy sending your way today and always. In today's amazing episode, I am going to be sharing my story. I am going to be telling you where I came from and how the moon has absolutely changed my life. How the moon helped me go from a broke, completely confused person to a thriving, rich, confident, clear, aligned woman. I've been doing this podcast for almost a year, and it is time for you guys to hear a little bit about my past, get to know me a little bit better, and hear what I've been through so you can be inspired to keep moving forward, to keep moving towards your goals, and to know what's possible for you in this life. Before we get started, let's start with our life update, a little life update as to what's going on in my life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I have been working on my signature program, my very first signature course, my transformational program that is going to help you manifest any goal or desire with the moon. I finally figured out the name, so thank you for so much for helping me figure out the name. I did a little vote in my Instagram story, and if you're not following me on Instagram, like, why not? You need to start following me. The handle is at fullmoon.radio. Anyways, I did a vote on my story. So thank you everyone who voted in the Instagram story on the new name of this course. And we have decided as a group that the name of this transformational program is going to be the New Moon Manifestation Academy. Yay! I am so excited, you guys. So I have been editing the videos, editing the meditations that come with the program, editing the hypnosis, editing the music, and getting all of the videos ready for you guys. This is going to be a 4-week program that walks you through manifesting any goal or desire with the phases of the moon. And I have been working on it for the last 2 months, literally straight. So I am so excited for it to finally be coming together, you guys. Oh my gosh. And how many times did I want to like give up and I want to cry and I want to just close my computer, throw my computer and never open it again? A lot of times, but I worked through all of my doubts. I worked through all my limiting beliefs and I have I'm almost to the end of this journey, and I cannot wait to get this transformational program out to you because you are the ones who need it and you are the ones who are going to benefit from this, and I cannot wait to get it out to all of you. So that being said, I have been working on the course, finishing up the webpage, finishing up all the little back end details that need to be done for all of you so that you can have an amazing transformative 4-week program ready for you this new moon. I'm also getting really excited for the workshop that we have coming up, the manifestation workshop on the 10th and the 11th, which I'm going to talk about in just a minute. And I just cannot wait to celebrate the course coming out for all of you. I cannot wait to celebrate the transformations that all of you are going to go through. I cannot wait to celebrate, and I'm going to be celebrating with a facial, and the hot springs. And I've actually been going back and forth between the hot springs and there's this brand new casino that just opened near my house. So I live up in the mountains of Golden, Colorado, and there's this little casino town called Black Hawk near me. It's like actually the closest thing to my house. It's like 15 minutes away. This like mini Las Vegas that is actually so cute. It looks like very historic, older buildings, you know, buildings from like the 1950s, but there's casinos in them. And so it's really cool. It's just like the cutest little mountain casino town you've ever seen. And they just had a brand new high end casino open, and they have rooms in them that have, it's like the spa suite is what they're calling it. And they have a sauna and a steam room and a hot tub in the room itself. So I'm like going back and forth. Do I go to the hot springs for a night, or should I just check out this epic hotel that has everything that I could want right in the room? So let me know, shoot me a DM. What should I do? Should I go to the hot springs or should I go to this epic hotel? Let me know how I should celebrate the course completion and celebrate this next new moon. Because I'm all about my celebrations. We do not celebrate enough in this life. And I think everything is meant to be celebrated. So of course, I'm going to celebrate. So let me know. Shoot me a DM at fullmoon.radio. What should I do? Where should we go? Let's celebrate. And this episode is sponsored by the New Moon, New Me Manifestation Workshop. Yes, we are having a new moon manifestation workshop in just 1 week, you guys. You can sign up by clicking the show notes below. And in this manifestation workshop, this is a two-day workshop. We're going to meet for 1 hour each morning. If you can't make it to the live, don't worry. The replay is going to be available for you for 14 days so you can watch it at your convenience. But in the lives, we're going to be meeting each morning, February 10th and 11th. We are going to be talking about moon phase astrology. We are going to be uncovering the blocks that are in the way of receiving your manifestations. We are going to be talking about moon manifestation and learning different techniques that will help you become the best creator of your life possible. This is going to be an epic workshop, perfect for all levels. So please sign up by clicking the show notes below. And this workshop is happening February 10th and 11th. You can celebrate this new moon. We're going to be setting intention. We're going to be learning how to manifest with the phases of the moon. And you are going to become an absolute master moon manifester by the end of the 2 days. And I really couldn't be more excited for this workshop. If you can't tell by my excitement from my voice, I am so excited to see you guys online. And there are people signed up from all over the world. So don't hesitate to sign up. No matter what step you're at in your manifestation, you are going to benefit and find something of value in this workshop. Well, all that being said, I am so excited to get into today's episode. I am going to be talking about my story, my life, where I came from, and how I got to the six-figure entrepreneur that I am today. So let's just go ahead and start with childhood, okay? So I was born in the state of Michigan. I was born in Southfield, Michigan, like this little town outside of Michigan, and my mom was married to my dad, my original dad at the time. We had a house, and my first memory coming into this world. Take a moment right now, actually, to think about your very first memory. The first thing you can remember, the very first images, visions, incidents, experience, scenario. What is the first thing that you can remember? Well, the first thing that I remember, unfortunately, was a very, very bad fight between my mom and my dad. So I grew up in a very abusive, alcoholic-driven, toxic household. My very first memory as a child is my dad literally beating the crap out of my mother. My dad was very abusive. He was an alcoholic. And my first memory coming into this world was a huge abusive fight that happened between the two of them. And I remember feeling so scared, so alone and so unsafe, just so scared as to what this world had in it. So I lived with my mom and my real dad only until the age of 4 because it was very toxic, very abusive. My real father would even bring home other women, and me and my mom would literally sleep in my bedroom. Like, it was some toxic crap. So my mom did what she could. She gathered up all her strength, took me, packed up all our stuff, and we moved in with her mom. So me, my mom, my grandma, we all lived together in one house. Me and my grandmother actually shared a bedroom from when I was 3 until I was 6. So my mom did what she had to do. Thank God she got us out of that house. And we finally were in a safe place with my grandmother. And my grandmother became like my mother figure. And my mom became like my father figure. My mom had to work. She had to provide for us. She had to pay for everything for me and my grandmother to survive, because my grandmother was diagnosed with a mental illness and she couldn't work herself. So my grandmother took care of me. Even though she wasn't 100% there in the mind, she was a little loopy, a little crazy, but she was sane enough to actually take care of me. So she took care of me. My mom went to work. She became the father figure and she provided. So I grew up in a toxic household, and then I was in a household where I had no father figure at all. I did see my dad like every couple weekends, maybe once a month I saw him, but a lot of times he wouldn't come pick me up, and a lot of times he just forgot. It didn't really seem like he cared too much about his weekends with me as when I was a kid. So we're finally in a somewhat safe place, and then my mom meets her second husband. And we're so excited that she meets her second husband because he was a doctor. And we moved into his house. He had a really big house. And, my mom thought we were going to just live this high luxury life. And, she's going to be a doctor's wife. And everything's just really looking up. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case. My mom did have my sister with her second husband. So now I have a little sister involved. And unfortunately, their relationship was not very good. He had to work all of the time. He was a doctor, so he was working like 16, 17, 18 hour days. And it just became too much for my mom. She was super sad, super lonely. And she put up with it for probably like 5 years, but she became very depressed, very sad. And she actually started drinking very heavily. And my mother became an alcoholic when I was around the age 12, 13. So I'm in middle school. My mom's an alcoholic. My real dad, who is an alcoholic, I see every couple months or so. And then I get a call that my real dad got arrested, and he is going to prison. So all of a sudden, my real dad is now going to prison, and he committed mortgage fraud, which is like this crazy white collar crime. I had no idea he was doing anything crazy. Obviously, I'm like a young girl, and my dad gets arrested and he has to go to prison. He gets sentenced to prison for 10 years. So I'm, 12 years old, and I'm not going to see my dad for a long time. And at that point, I was kind of okay with it because I kind of didn't like him at that point anyways. He already pretty much sucked to me. So this was just like icing on the cake. So dad goes to prison. Mom is drinking heavily. Mom's an alcoholic. I don't really like my stepdad very much. I kind of play the you're not my dad card. And I just go down a negative spiral. From age 14, once I got to high school, until I graduated high school, I just didn't give a crap. I was a bad kid. I didn't care about school. I didn't care about work. I didn't care about anything except for finding fun with friends and finding positive experiences outside of my home. I hated coming home. I literally never wanted to be there. Mom was always drunk or arguing with her husband, and I just never wanted to be there. Like, home was not a safe place for me. Home was never a safe place for me until I became an adult, to be honest. But anyways, So never wanted to go home. My mom never really cared too much about me. She was drinking a lot, and she told me actually after 5 o'clock not to ask for favors. Like, I wasn't supposed to ask for favors. I wasn't supposed to ask for questions, advice, help, rides, anywhere after 5 o'clock. because that's when happy hour started and that's when my mom would be drunk from then on. So high school, you know, I was just angry. I was angry at the world. I was angry at my mom. I was angry at my dad for going to prison. I was just angry because I just felt like I was robbed of this like amazing childhood that we're all supposed to have. And I just had to grow up really fast. I had to grow up around 13 when my mom became an alcoholic. There was no one else to take care of me except for me. So I did what I had to do, and I just found fun with friends and with other families, with my boyfriend's family, or I was just home like as little as possible. So even under the circumstances, I was able to graduate high school, and I did get accepted to a college. I got accepted to a school down in Florida, and I saw it as like my ticket out. I was like, yes, I'm moving to Florida. I am out of here. I'm getting out of Michigan. I thought if I left Michigan, I would leave all my problems behind and I could just start fresh, new, and that I would just be freed from all of the toxicity from my family and from growing up. And I ended up, you know, I went to college in Florida. I had a great time. I had so much fun. I worked my whole way through college. I paid all my bills. I paid my rent. I paid for my life. I had a good time in college, and I really, really loved my friends, and there wasn't as much negativity and, you know, fighting and toxic action around me. So I loved college. I graduated college in 2011 with a bachelor's in business administration and a focus in hotel, restaurant, and resort management. And after I graduated college, I just wanted to check out the U.S. a little bit. I want to see where I wanted to live, where I wanted to end up. And so I spent 2 years kind of just checking different places out. I went to L.A., and I did not like L.A. very much. There was just like a lot of people, and it was just really, really, really busy for me, and I was almost like intimidated to do anything there. I moved to LA right out of college. Then I moved to San Francisco, and I just worked at restaurants, you know, and never had tons of money, never had extra cash. I just always was scraping by working at restaurants. So I tried LA, then San Francisco, and I didn't really care for San Francisco too much either. The weather wasn't for me, and my house literally always got robbed every night. Like, I didn't feel like it was safe. And I ended up coming to Colorado for a vacation. I was just coming to visit a friend from college for a couple weeks. And I fell in love with Colorado during this 2 week vacation. And I have literally haven't left Colorado since. So I got to Colorado in 2012. So I graduated college 2011, spent a little time in California, and then I got to Colorado. So I'm here, it's 2012, and I'm ready to finally use my degree and get a real job, because I took a year break from college, and now it's time to get a real job, right? Like, you have to do what you're supposed to do. So I end up getting a job as a general manager of a restaurant here in Denver. And so I got the job as the GM, and I finally feel like I made it. I was pretty young for having such a high position, and I had a good salary, and I really felt like I finally made it. I was like, yes, like, I have the job. I finally have a place I like to live, and this is it. Like, I finally had a home. Like, I built the first home that I actually enjoyed being at. Like, Colorado is the first place I've had a home that I love going to, a home that I feel safe and call my home. And so I just fell in love with everything. I thought I finally made it, and I had checked all my boxes, and I was there. And then, unfortunately, I had my dark night of the soul. So I was skiing one day, and I had a bad ski accident where I ended up tearing my ACL. So unfortunately, the job that I did have didn't offer health insurance, and I didn't have health insurance. I couldn't afford to go to the doctor. I couldn't afford to get the ACL surgery. So I decided I am just going to ride this one out. There's nothing I can do, and I'm going to figure it out. You know, I'll come back to work when I can. And unfortunately, this didn't work for my employer. They were like, we need to know exactly when you're coming back. Like, you're the general manager. There was no one else to cover for me. And literally, I got fired. I didn't know when I was going to be able to come back. And I couldn't walk. I don't know if you've torn your ACL, but you literally cannot walk when you tear your ACL until it heals. So I couldn't walk. And then I got fired. I had no job. I had no job. I had no savings. I couldn't walk. I had a torn ACL. I was sitting on the couch. Everything had been stripped from me, and I really felt like life was over. Life is over. This was my lowest moment. This was my dark night of the soul, the darkest moment that I have had to this day. I really thought that everything was over. I had $0 in savings. I didn't know even where my next meal was going to come from. And I just had gotten fired from my job. And not to mention, I can't walk. So I couldn't even apply to go find a new job or to go start job searching. I really felt that this was it. I was doomed. So while I'm healing, while I'm on the couch, I'm sitting there, I get a call from a friend, or I get a visit from a friend, and it's one of my friends, and she has a couple books for me, because she's like, hey, if you're going to be sitting on the couch, you might as well read these books, you know, since you're going to be bored, and, you know, give you something to do. At this time, I was not into reading books really at all. And I was just like, oh, what, you know, whatever, I'll read them because I'm sitting here because I have nothing to do. And these were the two books that changed my life forever, forever. The first book that I read during my healing was Moon Spells. And this was the book that really got me going. I was like, hold on, you can change your life. You have control over what happens to you. You can time things with the moon and get better results in life. Oh my God. I was just like, it was just an epiphany moment. I had never even thought that I had any control over my life. I thought life happened to me. I thought all this struggle and all the hardship was just part of the life that I signed up for. I thought the way I was raised as a child was just part of being alive. I was just blown away. I was like, oh my God, I've been timing everything wrong. I had never timed anything with the phases of the moon. I had never knew anything about the energy of the moon. And I was just like, oh my God, life is finally starting to make sense. When I get a book, I like read it until I know it front and back, and I can teach it. And I studied that book like there was no tomorrow. The other book that I read while I was healing was The Secret. And oh my God, I had no idea that my thoughts were creating my reality. I had no idea that the negativity and the anger and the resentment and the grudges I was holding on the inside from my childhood was reflecting in my adult life and in creating all of the experiences that I was experiencing. And that if I just switched my thoughts, that I could literally change my life. I mean, I was so blown away. This was magic to me. This was the blueprint. This was what I needed. These were the tools that nobody had given me. These were the tools that no one shared with me in college. No one shared with me in my entire life, but I was given these tools in this darkest moment of my life, you guys. And that is why, I mean, a book, a quote, a phrase, a sentence can change your entire life, can shift your entire frequency. Can you think of a moment where your entire life shifted just from one book, from one quote, from one experience? Well, this was mine. This was it for me. Reading these two books changed my entire life. It gave me hope. The moon gave me hope. Every moon phase gave me something to look forward to in this dark moment. And I had things to work towards with every single moon. Every new moon, I could bring in new things I found out. Every full moon, I could clear away old ways of being and ways that I didn't want to be anymore. And I started going hard, you guys. Every moon I set intention. Every new moon I set intention. Every full moon I let go, and I started letting go of shitty beliefs, old toxic patterns. I remember the very first moon ritual I did, it was still the most powerful one to this day, was my moon ritual to release anger. I was so, so, so mad at the world. I was so angry. And when I found out I could release things with the energy of the moon, when I could let things go and not have to carry them anymore, I just was so turned on. So I dove in and I studied and I studied and I studied, and my life was never the same from that moment on. Once I did the shadow work, everything started to change. Once I started setting new intentions, everything started to change. Once I started changing the way that I thought and the way I viewed the world, everything started changing, you guys. I actually started my very first business while I was still healing, sitting on that couch. So I started a jewelry business while I was on this couch. I started the jewelry business, and you guys can actually go back and look at the Instagram handle if you want. There is still a page for this business, my very first business I started, called Boss Crystal Jewelry. I was already obsessed with crystals. I didn't know about their magic, but I was just obsessed with how beautiful they were. So I started making crystal jewelry while I was sitting on the couch. I timed everything with the moon, and I was like, I'm going to start selling this crystal jewelry. And this business grew so quickly, you guys. I made my first sale before I even left the couch. I was in stores in Denver within a couple months, and I was selling tons of crystal pieces every single week on my own webpage. I absolutely loved making jewelry. I was having so much fun making jewelry, and I was making money making jewelry. And I never even thought that this was possible a couple weeks ago. So my jewelry business was my very first business that I started, and I became successful from that very business. And I blame my success on the moon. I blame my success on The Secret, and I blame my success on using the energy of the moon's manifesting abilities. I get really bored easily. So I'm always starting new activities, new projects, and new businesses. So once I was making jewelry, I got the jewelry thing down, and I was having fun with that. I started DJing. I bought DJ equipment, and I watched a course, and I learned how to DJ. I put out my first mix on SoundCloud, and as soon as I announced I was a DJ, it was like magic out of thin air. Of course, I timed it with the moon, but I got my very first show out of thin air. Like, it was amazing. And then it was like clockwork. I got show after show after show, and I didn't even have to make jewelry anymore. I became so busy with music that I didn't even have time to make jewelry anymore. I had to tell the stores that I was in, like, I'm sorry, I can't restock because I don't have time to make jewelry anymore. My life became filled with making music and playing shows. I got to play shows all around Denver. I got to play shows in Arizona. I got to play shows in Florida. And my DJ business started booming. So another successful business was started with the energy of the moon, was started and timed with the moon. Then while I was DJing, I was actually DJing a yoga event. Somebody called me to DJ at a yoga event, at a yoga class. And this idea, this light bulb went off in my head when I was DJing. And I decided I want to open a yoga studio where we have live music for all of the classes. And at this time, I didn't even have a yoga certification yet, you guys. But what did I do? I timed everything with the moon. I went out. I found a place to rent. I literally renovated the entire inside of a warehouse, you guys. I opened up a yoga studio. And from day one, we had success. My classes were full. My full moon parties were full. I started making money every single day from my studio. And when I opened it, I didn't even have my yoga training at the time. I just went through. I kept taking steps, baby step after baby step, aligned action after aligned action, following my intuition, doing what felt right, timing everything with the moon, and believing that I was going to be a success, believing that my success was inevitable. And boom, my yoga business also became a success, you guys. And I blame this all on the energy of the moon and the energy of the law of attraction, you guys. If you work it, it works. If you time it right, it works. So after my yoga studio, I decided that I was just working a little bit too hard and too many hours in a day. I was working very, very long hours at the studio, and I wanted to make more money but work less hours. So I just started Googling online ways to make money online. That literally led me to starting an online business on Amazon, which anybody can do. You listening right now can sell products on Amazon wherever you live. No matter where you live in the world, you can sell on Amazon where they're selling. So either or, I decided I'm going to start an Amazon business. So I followed the course. I followed a course. I timed everything with the moon. And literally, you guys, within 3 months of starting my Amazon business, I had my first 20K month. $20,000 in 1 month. And I blame it all on the moon. All of it. Every single moon, I continue to manifest. Every new moon, I manifest. Every full moon, I do the shadow work and I clear my beliefs. This has been a process since I got blessed with the Moon Spells book in 2014. I have just become a success after success after success. And I am not special, you guys. I'm sharing my story with you because I am not special. I am no different than you listening right now. No matter where you are in your life, no matter where you are right now, no matter how you were raised, no matter if your parents supported you or not, no matter what religion you are, no matter if you have a dollar in your bank account or not, you can do, be, have, and experience whatever you want on this earth. Nothing in the past matters. Nothing that you've done before matters. It's all about right now. It's becoming aware of what energy you do not want to carry anymore, what stories you're not going to live by anymore, how you no longer want to act, how you no longer want to be. And then you have to take massive action towards your new life, towards your new way of being. I am no different than any of you. I just decided to learn. I decided to tap in. I decided to time everything with the moon. And I decided to believe that my success was inevitable and that anything could be possible for me regardless of my past. I am not special. I am just like you. And you can make this happen in your life too. You can be success after success. You can have the love of your life, the success of your life, and live the life that you have always dreamed of. Because if I can do it, so can you. If I was able to overcome my abusive and alcoholic past, so can you. All you have to do is work it. You have to work with the phases of the moon. You have to work with manifesting. You have to decide that you want more, and you have to decide that you deserve more. You have to clear your blocks and your limits, and you have to go after it. I am not special, you guys. I just did the work. I figured out the blueprint that I needed to figure out, and I just kept repeating the process. Every business, I repeated the same process. Every new moon, I decided to bring new in. Every full moon, I decided to unlearn and recondition and reprogram my mind. I took action. I took a lot of aligned action. I took a lot of messy action, but I kept going. I leaned into what felt good, and I just let the good keep flowing. And I'm not sharing my story to brag at all. I am sharing my story so you can see what's possible when you decide that you deserve the life that you came here to live. When you decide that I'm ready for more. And my personal development is not over. Every new moon and every full moon, I am still doing the work, you guys. And that's how I have gotten to this beautiful place where I am right now, where I feel so alive, so clear, so financially free, and so in control of my life. I have made up with most of my family. I've forgiven them. I treat them like gold. I know that my mom was doing the best that she could with the resources and the knowledge that she had. And I do not hold grudges. I continue to create the life that I want to live. I make a living doing what I love. I have friends that are aligned, and I live in a gorgeous place. I feel emotionally free. I feel financially free, and I feel safe to be authentically me for the first time in so long, you guys. So know that I am not special. I just did the work. And if you do the work, you can too. I want you to know that you were meant to shine. You were meant to live a fulfilled, happy, fun, positive life. And if you're not living that life now, it's not the end of the world. You can change your reality. You can change your future from this moment on. So what are some of the biggest lessons that I learned from going from confused, broke, and unaligned to aligned and thriving? The first one is that you need to become a completely new person. The you that's been doing you, the you that is you right now, is going to keep creating the same results in your life unless you change your core beliefs and your core values. The you that is you right now is only going to keep creating the same results in your life unless you completely change who you are. Do you think I'm the same person that I was when I was sitting on that couch thinking that this is the end of the world that I am today? No, I am a completely new person, and you will become a new person when you work with the moon's energy, moon after moon, little by little, baby step after baby step. You will become that new person. Every baby step you make towards your new life, every baby step you make are actually leaps, quantum leaps towards the newer you, towards that new big vision. So the first lesson is expect to become a completely new person when you decide that you want to completely change your life. You're going to become a new person. You're going to lose some friends. You're going to lose your beliefs. You're going to lose your old identity. You're going to become the new you. So be okay with that. The second biggest lesson I learned through all of it was do it even if you're scared. Apply for the job if you're scared. Apply for the apartment if you're scared. Make the phone call if you're scared. No matter what it is, you need to do it. Even if you're scared, you've got to make the moves towards that new life. So, of course, I was scared when I was contacting realtors to rent a warehouse space to build my studio. Of course I was scared because I had never done it before, but you've got to do it even if you're scared. You've got to take a lot of aligned, sloppy, messy action even if you're scared. It's the only way you're going to get anywhere. So do it even if you're scared. Do it even if you don't feel completely ready. I didn't even have my yoga training when I decided I was going to open a yoga studio. Do it even if you're not 100% ready. Know that you can become ready as time goes. You'll become more ready every day. But you've got to start, and you've got to start making those steps. And the last, I'll leave you with two more big lessons. The third one is to block the haters. You are going to have a lot of people on your journey, on your personal development journey, tell you that you can't do it. You're going to have a lot of people not believe in what you're starting. You're going to have a lot of people believe that what you're doing is never going to make you a career or make a reality for you, but you have to let go of the haters. You have to let go of the comments. You have to block them out, and you have to stay focused, laser focused on that manifestation. Stay laser focused and know that people are going to tell you you can't do it, and just prove them wrong. Be prepared to prove your haters wrong. And the last big, big, big lesson that I have learned through all of this, through my journey, is that wherever you are, no matter where you are in life, anything is possible. Literally anything is possible. I didn't have a dollar when I started my first business. I didn't have a clue where my next meal or dollar was coming from when I decided that I was going to change my life forever. So know that no matter how far in debt you are, no matter how horrible your life looks right now, anything is possible for you, and you are capable of doing everything in your life. And I'm sharing my story with you, so hopefully you have the inspiration to change your life, to go after that one dream, to make that move, to leave that relationship, to do whatever it is you need to do to take that leap. Because know, with every baby step you take, you are making quantum leaps towards your new reality. So I hope you have enjoyed hearing a little bit about my past and how I was able to completely change my life. And I have really exciting news for you, because I have put everything that I have learned, every single technique, every single strategy, and every single manifesting ability that I have learned into a 4-week program, a 4-week transformational program, and it is coming out in just 1 week. Ah, yes. So from going on my journey, my manifestation journey, my spiritual development journey, my personal growth journey that started back in 2014, I put every single thing I've learned into one place for you. So you don't have to go through all the mistakes. So you don't have to go through all the failures that I went through. I have put together a system, a blueprint, and a formula that will help you manifest any goal or dream with the moon. This is the exact same system that I use to start my jewelry business, my DJ business, my yoga business, and my Amazon business. I am going to teach you the exact system that helped me do it. I've put together everything into a one place for you, and it is called the New Moon Manifestation Academy. The New Moon Manifestation Academy, it's my new signature program which helps you manifest any goal or desire with the moon. This program mixes the law of attraction with moon phase manifestation and is the all-in-one holy grail blueprint that you need for manifesting any goal or desire. The New Moon Manifestation Academy is a 4-week program where we walk through the entire moon cycle and you learn how to set intention, activate the intention, clear the blocks and the limits that are in your way, and get into the receptive mode. I am teaching you what took me 7 years to learn in just a 4-week program. And I am so excited to help you quantum leap into your new reality. This program comes equipped with everything you need for a high vibe moon goddess spiritual lifestyle, including daily rituals, a morning routine, and a nightly hypnosis for you to listen to every single night. This is also a repeatable process. So once you've worked through the program once, you will be able to rinse and repeat this system for any dream, any goal, or any big mission that you want to accomplish. So if you're ready to change your life forever, like I was back in 2014, the New Moon Manifestation Academy is your program. We're kicking off the launch of the New Moon Manifestation Academy with a New Moon workshop. We have a New Moon Manifestation workshop coming up on February 10th and 11th. If you're interested in going deeper into your manifestation practice and learning my techniques that I use to manifest my dream life, then you will definitely not want to miss this workshop. I cannot wait to see you guys at the workshop. I am so, so, so excited. It's going to be our first manifestation workshop of the year, and I couldn't be more excited to see all of you. So that is it for this episode. I hope you had such a good time listening to my story. I hope you found value and inspiration in some of the struggles that I have gone through and have been able to overcome and still manifest 6 figures and the life that I have always wanted, the life I always knew I deserved to live. We will be back on the podcast in 2 weeks on February 17th, getting you all prepared for the February full moon coming up in the sign of Virgo at the end of the month. I send you guys so much love and light. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to my story. And I will see you guys in the next one. Stay in tune, and I'll see you soon.